think so. Adam, we were talking a little bit about this equipment market. You guys can finance equipment for folks. So if folks are looking for an option equipment and need it financed, you guys can work with that.
Yeah, you know, we offer AgDirect, DFS, and Currency. They both, or all three of them, they're pretty good, you know, things to use. We tend to use AgDirect more just because it's farmer friendly.
That's what farmers are looking for, an option to pay when they get the crops out and things like that. And so really working with farmers, that's what you guys specialize in.
Yeah, you know, we love working for the farmers. We try our best to, you know, keep them happy because, you know, repeat business, you know, is a great thing to have.
You guys have had a great mentor and teacher for a long time here. And, I mean, he obviously has trained you and Mary very well. And Daniel, of course, does your deliveries, and he does a fantastic job of that too.
Yeah, Dad was the best mentor anybody could have. You know, he had friendships from here to California, you know, and I've stuck with them and talked to them, you know, on the regular and just let them know that we're still trying to do the business. And they have helped me guide, you know, me as well, trying to let me know if I might be putting too much into a piece of equipment or something like that.
And I think it's important. But I love what Mary said earlier. He pop quizzes every now and then. Well, it's part he did.
Oh, yeah. He'd shoot me a pop quiz almost daily. You know, he'd call me over there and I'd give him a price and I might be $1,000 or $2,000 too low. You know, he's like, well, you might need to mark that up just a little bit more.
You talk about a wealth of experience and knowledge that Delbert Rader had of this equipment market.
You know, if he was going to call him a superhero, that would be his power. He could walk up to a machine, whisper to it, and he'd be like, I know how much you're worth. And he could tell you right then and there.
Not a horse whisperer, but an equipment whisperer, right?
It was magical watching it sometimes. You can go to an auction, and he could just call out a number, and sure enough, that's what it's going to bring.
He never was crazy about talking on the radio, though. You know that.
You know, he loved talking to customers, but he wasn't a social speaker. He didn't like being in front of crowds.
For the first few years, he'd say, just talk about him. And so we'd talk about him when we got here. And he finally let me interview him on the radio. I always enjoyed our conversations and really so much knowledge. But you got quick answers. That's what you got, quick and a lot of information in a short time.
He was very short and simple, that was for sure. But what he said was full of knowledge.
Of course, what a great background with his dad and uncle in the equipment business for many years. Just a family. It's really become a family business. Is that what you, that's what you guys are continuing here?
Yeah, you know, thankfully, his brother, Uncle Ron, or I call him Uncle Ronnie, but he's next door and he does mechanicing for us. And I still go to him daily, you know, with some, you know, issues. Like if I'm looking at a tractor that might have a flaw on it, I can ask him, like, hey, what do we need to do to fix it? And he can pretty much tell me exactly what's wrong with it.
It's really been a family business for all these years and continuing that. I'm excited to see what you guys are doing. But I know he would be happy with you too.
Yeah, we're going to keep the tradition alive. You know, he wouldn't want us to do anything else, you know, so we're going to try our best to make him proud.
That's fantastic. We're at Rader Auction Company, really just kind of talking about the tradition and carrying on the tradition of Mr. Delbert Rader and his many, over 50 years of experience in the equipment business with Adam and Mary and Daniel and Ronnie and all the family here. We're on 106.5 WKDZ.